How's everybody doing? I'm Andre Bell.
Good day, good day. T-Cat Calloway.
So he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of things.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know it. No, add, none of that add up to a heel of beans. it's all right, man. That's my guy, D-Cal, man. Yeah. Shout out, man, to Soap, man.
It's all right, yeah. And then Soap, yeah.
Definitely, man. My other guy.
Big Tone. Stock City Boy.
There you go,
City Boy. Keep Power. You doing this guy's pimp company.
Yeah, that's fine, too. But
Shouts out to everybody.
There you go.
There you go. All the Black Film directors doing the thing.
Yeah, they doing it, man. Right here, VA, man. You got to love it. So that's why I'm trying to give you all those names, because I want y'all to keep them in mind. So when y'all watching Tubi, y'all see these guys, man. You know what I'm saying? They do anything. And, you know, they always got some skits and stuff going. So definitely, man, I want to big up them guys, man, because they definitely doing it. So, you know. And
that's right. That's right.
Making the little movies and, you know what I'm saying, just doing the thing, man. Mm-hmm. So definitely. So
and myself, too, Dundee Productions. You forgot to say.
Oh, Dumb Dumb Productions? I didn't. You say Dumb Dumb Productions?
Dundee Productions.
Oh, Dundee. My fault. I thought he said, now y'all know D-Cal has an accent, you know what I'm saying? And Dundee sound like to me, Dumb Dumb. So I say Dumb Dumb Deal. So, but it's Dundee, right? Dundee. I like that.
Done deal for you productions.
Done deal for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you said I'm done. I'm not sure.
The part is over.
Yeah. Whatever. But shout out to man. These guys making movies, man. Right here,
I heard y'all was having a casting or something for some movie that's coming up.
That's what's coming up soon. Yeah. They're going to be doing. Roses, we're just going to finish that one up.
Okay.
And then after that, then that's when I'm going to start with Flowers.
Flowers, okay. And then I'm going to finish it off with Bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Flower and Bread.
There you go. You got to love it. But no, this guy here, man, he's ready to do Flowers, though. I'm not doing Bread. I just made it up. But I definitely, yeah, definitely. But y'all know how we start the show, man. We start with shouts, man. So I want to start the show, man, with the shout outs to the brothers, man. You know, Tyson, okay. Carson, and Casey.
Yeah,
Casey.
You know, last week and you screwed that up.
I screwed up all the time. Definitely KJ, you know, so shouts out to the guys, man.
And they are the
triplets.
There you go.
Yeah, and triplets and the older brother.
There you go.
So there it is. Yeah, and also, Baby Rule, man. Baby Rule.
Hey, girl.
Shouts out to her. And shouts out to Omari. That's O-M-A-R.
Please.
Shouts out to Amina and Cliff, man. And I want everybody to vote, man, because on Praise Radio, mm-hmm. is, you know, where my other show is. So I want everybody go vote for the Stella Awards, man, because we've been nominated. So
congratulations,
you know, definitely, on that. Yeah, definitely that's trying to get there, man, and you know, bring it home.
There you go.
You know, trying to bring it home, man. So definitely.
That's a good look.
We would love that, man.
You guys been doing it for a minute,
too. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
congratulations on that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, man. So definitely. So if you can go to, you know, Praise Radio, www.praise1049.com and vote, you know, definitely. Right. Definitely that. Cool. And and shouts out to everybody, man, that shows love, man. And this is amazing. I just can't say enough about it. And hey, Mary Boykin, Holly, she's watching.
Okay, so, all right. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in.
Uh huh. What's up, Cliff?
Cliff. Get the wham, the bars red.
I'll come get you when no one else will.
Don't worry about it.
I don't care what time it is.
Call free me. You right away.
Come get into, man. So shouts out to everybody, man. This has been showing love.
Shout out.
The love is amazing. And shouts out to Amina, man. Amina.
Woods.
So definitely. And just like I say, everybody, man, it's been there for us, man.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
The love is
that
real.
Is good.
Believe me when I tell you, man, the love is real. And you know, we look forward to this, man. And thank y'all, because if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
You know,
and
shout out to SKST Radio, Cammy, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody, man, just, I can't say enough, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And, you know, shout out to T-Nice for making a sound, you know, the track.
It's
T-Nice. Would you stop smoking them eggs?
I'm telling you, it's like, you know, I gave you the where you still weren't.
I
bought you books, sent you to school, and you ate the teacher. So I don't. What is you good for? Anything?
I'm so tied up, man. This guy here. But you know, I got
Decal
got his book, man.
Hooked on
Debonics.
Coming soon.
That's Decal. Yeah. You know, Debonics. So he's teaching the world how to be stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And silly.
And you proud of that?
Yeah. Great. What a good job.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to get that book banned because I can't let that come out. You
making up words and don't know how to spell none of them.
So we can't do that, man. We can't do that. Shout out to my brother, man, Clarence.
What's up, man? All right.
Yeah, definitely up in Boston, man. Him and Roger.
Okay.
Shouts out to him, man, and brother. Yeah, I love you, man, because you always show support. You always been that big brother, man. You always been there. So
that's good.
Definitely.
That's
what's up. Yeah. And shouts out to
you know, everybody, man. Like I say, man, the love is real. So I mean,
and he say we funny, man. Oh, my brother did. He say,
oh, okay. Yeah, we did that a lot for everybody.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, people say, "I'm doing that." I didn't know your brother was up there with you. I said, no, he's not my brother. Can't you tell the difference? He's an animal.
It's turned into an animal. But I hope they can realize the difference. You know, one got a mustache and a beard, and the other one don't have. His Bob faced it, so we already know. You know, you can't trust a man with a mustache and beard, man. You just can't trust him. Look at this guy, man. What would you buy from him? If you buy anything from him, it ain't gonna be right. Because you already know. He got trying to sell me a lawnmower with no motor. So how can I trust him?
Now, why would you do that? A lawnmower with no motor?
They didn't get money on you.
It ain't even got a blade, Decal. I'm supposed to cut the grass.
Yeah. Just imagine.
Run over it.
Run over it. That's it. That's what you do. And then they ask a question. You're like, yeah, just pay me again.
And then you
get the real thing. Boy. It just worked that simple.
See, that's why you don't do business with them.
You cannot do business with everybody.
Go get tricked
now. Yeah. Yeah. No, Decal. Yeah.
No, Decal. We can't. So, man, lawnmower with no motor. You got a blade.
He's telling people to cut somebody's grass.
Tell him if you want to cut, charge him again.
Charge him again.
That way you got so much money. You're robbing people.
I remember last year I went in there to the Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Went in there some cordless microwave. I told him that, you know, that's what it
Oh, man.
I thought it's going to work. I said, bitch, I like you. Just got to make sure it light up.
Be careful. Be careful.
I got behind.
I know.
$250.
Yeah, you had a serious face to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to throw you and the microwave out of there. I'm just trying to tell you, you know, you got to stop your mess, man. Decal,
not doing the running, man. So whoever people say, when you take the people money, let them know it's you, right?
But you with me.
I know. So look like I'm a part of it. Right? Where my partner? Where my money at there? Oh, see, now I'm last stopping. See, That's how it go. When soon you ask Decal for some money, he stopped laughing. But when he's taking your money, everything funny.
See? Take your hand out my pocket, Decal. Get
him. Wow. Oh, man. So how was your week, man?
My week was good, man. What about yours, man?
Man, everything was good, man. I was sitting there, you know, getting the Mother's Day things, you know. I was
come on,
like,
you
man, it was nice, you know.
In the Mother's
Day
stuff.
Yeah. And I ran into a cougar.
Oh boy, I know.
Okay, now what? What happened to you?
You know, she asked. She said, "You know, you smell pretty good." She said, "What's that you have on?" I said, "Well, this is Dior." She
a
said,
little sweat.
She said, "Yeah, I like that." Mm-hmm. She said, "Hey, baby, what's up?" I said, "Hey, you tell me."
Okay, if you 75 and she your cougar, how old is she?
You know I'm younger than that.
Well, yeah, he's younger than that, y'all. 74. Come on. All right, okay.
I can't wait with this guy, man.
What I'm saying, I mean, she a cougar. How old is she? Because you let a cougar have like a 20-year-old, and you know what I'm saying, something like that. So how old is your cougar?
You know, she's quite old. I'm saying that.
Yeah. She your cougar.
Quite old.
Uh-huh.
but nice. Smelled good and everything looked good.
It smell like Geritol. You think that's preferable?
Yeah, and that's good.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't like how that smelled.
I like that. No nonsense, no foolish nigga, straight to the point. You know, the older day ain't looking for all of that.
No, they just want to get the cooking.
Yeah.
That's what they want to cook.
That's it.
Cook and talk.
That's it. And you got to listen.
You got to. Yeah. That's gonna be the hard part. I'll be sitting to sleep there.
You said one day.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you know, when you get to the point that
you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. See, right.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm doing just what you're saying. Yeah.
See, there it is, right there. So you got it.
That's how you do it, right?
Yeah.
But the whole time you don't know a word they saying, but yeah, honestly.
Oh, I know she be tired. She ready to go to bed.
Yeah, that's like, it. Yeah.
Yeah, rub it down with that big game.
There you go.
That's it.
Put that Geritol on.
Mm-hmm. And give that Geritol. Oh, she part is it.
Oh, man.
Man, you the man.
That's tough money. That's definitely tough money.
So that was about it, you know.
You got your.
Then go outside, you know, a couple of groceries. And I offered it to help. She said no. And then she failed.
Could she get up?
She had a hard time. And I didn't pick her up.
What? That was rude.
No, I don't start laughing. I'm going to bust out. So I said, let me just get in the car, mind my own business, and pull off.
And that's why they don't let you in the old folks' home no more.
Yeah.
They don't. They would
not let Deke out in a nursing facility.
Because I clip them.
Yeah.
Until they come back.
See? And that's not right, Deke.
Yes, it is, too.
No, it's not.
Especially to get short and don't have my money. I know the first of the month. When you know that I come through every first of the month to get some money from you, don't tell me that she ain't got, you don't have no money.
Deke. You pimping in the nursing home.
Yeah. Boy, they got two hells for where you going, buddy. In the nursing home, pimping.
What kind of ancient junk you got pimping while you?
Don't get no better. Right here on Realty Park, can't you?
Hey, right here, ST Radio.
Lights here.
As described.
And get you.
Your prescription, because you won't need it. They're going to need it. Oh man!
But thanks, think this work out with you and the cougar though.
Yeah. I left it. I'm,
you ain't gonna keep.
No, I can't do that, man. Slipping and falling on. So I ain't got no time. You doing that, man? You going out with me? You slong, falling and slipping and all that.
I so it depends, though. That don't you don't mind? It depends, then.
Yeah, I don't have no problem with that.
I can't do it. Come on, nah, man. Bro.
It depends on like. Anything that wear pants, I can't do nothing with it. Period.
Come on, man. Yes, you can, man.
No, man. No, 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 no.
No. Man, you're terrible.
I know, but I ain't that bad yet. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your day is coming.
It might. It might, because right now, no.
You want me to change it? No, no, I can't do it.
Well, you got a strong stomach, but anyway.
Oh boy. So other than that, everything went well this week.
Yeah,
that's good.
It did.
That's really good. We want to send a special shout out to all the mothers out there.
We really do, man.
Yeah.
And because y'all job is not easy.
Not easy, you know, job at all.
Decal tried it and I tried it. It's not easy, man.
Just yeah. Wouldn't work out.
Y'all
between I mean, just trying to keep the children and then get rest at the same time and then go to work.
Oh man, y'all got a major job, man. I can't skip that long.
You know, I can't do it.
You know, because when you reach a certain age, you start going to bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh, God, no. Man, I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I definitely know. Nah, can't do it. And you know it's contagious. Oh, man. I better not yawn. I better not
yawn. You see, I'm looking.
I see you. I ain't going to do it. I sure ain't. I'll give a birthday shout out, man, to my baby sister, man, TV.
Okay. Happy all birthday, right. Man. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And much, much more.
That's right.
Plenty more. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's right. All right. So happy birthday to her. And, you know, and happy birthday to everybody. All these towers running around, man. Whew.
They're strong, boy. Oh, but know what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Yes,
know
sir.
What you're doing with the towers, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have their way.
Yeah. They definitely. They ain't playing either.
Not by far. Ain't no bull. Look, there ain't no bull for no reason.
You got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Reality Podcast. Today, Saturday, May the 12th, 2025.
Right.
Today, World Fair Trade Day, Mother's Day, National Train Day,
mm-hmm.
and also National Windmill Day. I didn't know they had a National Windmill Day.
I don't know. Is that a day where all the women get to fight? You know how they get to fight and be windmilling? You know how to windmill. So maybe it's that day. I don't know.
National Windmill Day.
National Windmill Day.
That's your breakdance.
Wow. That was something else.
Yeah.
And then it's Mother Ocean Day, as well as World Ocean, Mother Ocean Day.
I never
heard of that one, but mm-hmm. that's going on. And then World Lupus Day, man. Did you know that Nick Cannon, Tony Braxton, Seal, Lady Gaga, Trick Daddy, Selena Gomez, and Paula Abdul all suffer from lupus?
No, I knew that Nick was sick. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I knew Nick.
I know Nick is sick.
And Trick Daddy,
yeah.
But I didn't know
the rest of them.
I wasn't aware of that. But
I was like, wow.
I didn't know it. You know,
and this is a serious disease, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, really serious.
Definitely, man. We don't take no disease lightly, man. So we understand.
This is an illness that occurs when the immune system gets mm-hmm. attacked. Hmm. With the health tissues and organs.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mm.
Never know, man.
Never knew.
Never
know. Never know. You never know what's going to go. You know what I mean? That's why, seriously, folks, get checked out.
Yeah, get yourself checked and live life, man, to the fullest, because if you don't, you never know your expiration date.
Exactly.
Because it ain't written on you. Mm-hmm. We all got one.
And that's the thing.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You never know when you're going out of here. So, you know. Definitely, man. Get yourself checked, like you say, and you know, don't be afraid of the doctor. So now, and just get yourself checked, so that way you'll know
exactly. Because you don't want to wait till late.
When it took all the way over.
So yeah,
I got a friend of mine who's suffering for cancer mm-hmm. right now, and they spread it. And I'm like, I knew he had warning signs.
They were but he tried to ignore it.
But see, sometimes you know it go away and then
come back. Exactly. Yeah,
and that's a lot, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. Mm-hmm. You know, and that could happen.
Yeah,
you know. So
exactly.
Yeah, keep track of your health, because health is important, man.
Yeah,
don't play with that. Mm-hmm. Today's forecast here, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Highs today 71, humidity is at 60, winds at 13, and the lows tonight at 58.
Now, see, I can take this all year round. Just like this, leave it just like the 70s,
just like that. Because
you start getting it to 90s and 80s, and you could be sweating like a pig in a swimsuit.
Yeah, that's.
You know what?
I don't.
But a lot of people be complaining about the weather.
They do.
You know, man, they be like, "It's too cold. It's
too hot.
But then fall or something like that, they be like, "Oh yeah, that's good." Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. Many trees your own, you know.
It's all about what you.
Yeah, doing. Exactly. Like,
yeah.
But you get, you know, you get your four seasons here in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm. Virginia, you know, you never know. You had to do one day when you pack. When you come here, you had to pack. When you come to visit here in Virginia, what do you have to have?
Shorts, coat, boots, flip flops, rock, a hat. And a sundress.
You never know. I mean, the weather can say three things in the same
day. Exactly.
You know, it can say winter earlier.
Yeah.
You know, fall. Midday.
Midday.
Some at night.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
What's up, John Lawrence?
All right. How you doing now?
Thanks for watching, man.
Thanks for watching so much. Yeah, ready to get a special shout out to Mrs. Joan from the NYC.
That's right.
All
that's
right.
My name is Joan.
Actress Kiki Palmer, she called in and left a shout out for us.
This
is like, wow, right. Hey, Kiki girl, thank you so much.
We love you, Kiki.
And Mr. Force Whitaker, that was nice, man.
Did he?
Yeah, that was
shout really out nice. To you, Force.
Friend of mine,
but I'll tell you something, man. He's so underrated, he's so good, man.
But he does so much,
But he bring a movie to the life, He definitely can bring a movie to life, man.
So
you know, I mean. I'm trying to look at you, see, can I get you look like Force Whitaker? Close one of your eyes or something, you know. I mean, there you go. There you go. Well, we could call you Wood Forest. How about that? Force Whitaker, man. That's a talented guy, man. Wait a minute.
Okay. Yeah. But no, he's very talented. He's very talented, man. I mean, I like watching his work, man, because, you know, when he put it in, he put in work, man. He definitely put in work.
He definitely put in work.
Yes, sir. So, man, I mean, he's a legend. He's a living legend to me, man. You know, because, like I say, any movie that I watch, he brings it to life. So, yeah. So, whatever he's making, he's definitely worth probably worth more, but definitely. So, shout out to you, Force.
Yes, sir.
Special and shout out to you, Kiki, which is a pretty self.
NBA, Mr. Chris Gatlin, retired from the Golden State Warriors. Give us a shout out. You know, he previously went to ODU. He was an All-American.
Okay. Shout out to your home.
Shout out to you. Yes, sir. Yep. And I own another wing.
Because he went to ODU. Is he from Virginia?
No, he's from Jersey.
Oh, he's from Jersey.
Yeah, when he came down to play basketball.
Well, that's cool. That's still good. He's still one of the homes. All right.
Yeah. Juanita Ricks. Your buddy. Our buddy. Herb, happy birthday out to you.
Juanita Ricks.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Real good. Congratulations. Yeah, going now. She's going to be a pastor.
Okay.
So, yeah. Good job.
Okay. Yeah, definitely good job.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
So congratulations on what you're doing.
Yes.
Keep up the good work.
There you go.
Spreading the word.
There you go. Taurus, April the 20th through May the 20th.
Them Bulls.
There they go. Them Bulls is nothing to play with. Mm-mm. You know, they run it late in a half of the month in April and then then start beginning in May. Never terminate or estimate that.
Yes, you better be careful when you're dealing with
them. They are loyal.
But don't cross them. Because if you do, you're going to have a fight on your hands, believe me.
Speaking of crosses, celebrity news, Tracy Ellis Ross said from Girlfriends. You remember her from the show?
That is my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, I love you, boo boo.
She reveals why he's stupid. I love you, boo boo. She's got that crazy laugh too.
Yeah, I like her, man.
She's really nice. She explains how she doesn't date younger men. Mm-hmm. I mean, she likes to date younger men instead of dating older. She said the older guys right now they're so toxic.
You know, really?
That's what she says.
I don't know.
She says she's been out on occasional dates with older men, and it just their tolerance is really low as far as being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Never want to put back out what they want in return. Wow.
I don't know what she's going with, but I don't know who you're dealing with.
Exactly.
It ain't like that over here.
Nah.
She says difficult for me to have a long lasting relationship due to lack of trust. Now that
can happen.
Well, I mean, I guess in her line of work, you know, and who she is, I mean, it's probably like, you know, guys gonna always be hitting on.
That's true.
But hey, that's just what it is, man. And she's a nice looking woman. So.
Yes, yes. Yeah. She is. Yeah, she said.
But don't lose no more weight, Tracy.
Go fall off.
And you got something else. That's falling.
It's not gonna be there.
Look, pancakes are only good for breakfast.
That's
it. Yeah. So yeah, we need a
can't flop around too
full. We need full course, baby. Yeah, what it take? That don't lose a wagon.
Exactly right. She said that it was rumored that she was dating certain celebrities like Nas, Chris Webber, D-Ray. Okay. And other celebrities. Oh, she had her hands full.
What's this? That rumor.
Yeah.
It's not fact.
Yeah.
You know, they're really not fact. So we don't know if that's true or not. So,
right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, good luck to
we're
here dating.
I don't listen to rumors.
You know, meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all these rumors.
There you go.
No more. Mm-hmm.
No.
there's no rumor about LeBron James.
No.
He said that he don't know whether he's going to come back again for this 23rd season. Oh. It just went out to fell short the other last week. Yeah, they lost, so he had to pack it up and go home. You win some, you lose some.
That's it, man. But he's got more than he lost. What I'm saying? So if he just let it go right now, he's still going to be a legend.
Oh yeah, exactly.
You know, anytime your name is mentioned with Jordan and Kobe. You're a legend.
You're a legend.
You're a legend.
Yeah.
You know
no doubt about it.
And when you think about it, man, those guys are some heck of a players, man.
and you're right there with them.
Very talented players.
Man, you could walk away right now, man, if you want to, man.
Lay it down.
Yes, sir.
Still be talking about you.
Yes, exactly.
Still gonna be talking about you.
It's been 150 years. They still talking about Jordan.
Yeah. Come on, man. He's been off the court for years.
Yes. Still talk about him.
Yeah.
Kobe, still talk about
him. Still talk about
LeBron, him. Talking about him. So, yeah, I mean, look, you wouldn't be hurt my feelings if you did. So,
So, as he, you know, decides whether he's going to return or not, his next deal is going to be a $52.6 million.
Can somebody make me a LeBron?
You want me to hold your bag, man? I got you.
No. Make me a LeBron mask. I'll be on the court with him. I'll be right there for him. And I can't run for 2 seconds.
But wipe your face, man.
No. Don't touch it. You're wiping my hair. Stop it.
Look, hello, all over the time. All in the beard.
And you say 50, how many million?
He's going to, $52.6 million.
If I would have high heel shoes on with my I'd be the only one on the court with pants on because I had to
coat my hair.
It's a lot of bread, man.
Yeah, it is, man. That's but it ain't like you need it. I mean,
he don't need it at all.
But still, I mean, I wouldn't.
Y'all go somewhere and enjoy your money, man.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's only 40 years old. Ain't like, you know, old man.
Yeah, but if you keep putting pressure on them legs, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You cannot run an old car like you can a new one.
Exactly.
You know that.
After a while,
it's not trying
to run an old car hard you want to.
This is going to be his if he does come back.
Yes,
23 years that he's been in the NBA league. I think that's long enough. Man, good grief, man!
I keep it at 22.
Yeah, 22, man.
Yeah, I can't.
I mean, your son is already out there playing.
What I'm saying, I could. I mean, if
I want to push you for
if
what?
You go with that number 23, it turns right back into Jordan. So no, no, sir, no, sir. I'm gonna go ahead.
And maybe that's what you want to do. Yeah.
But they only showing love.
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, it, people make Jordan and LeBron enemies, but they're not.
No, they're not enemies.
They're
not enemies.
Bro.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of them just, they're competitors. So they can compete with whatever they do. Exactly. Though you can find those two compete.
And then everybody got their own style.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Finesse. Speaking of Vanessa, Sean Diddy Combs was at his trial day, and they had an A-list of actors and singers. Do you know who was on that list?
I know some of them, but you can go ahead and tell me, though.
Man, Michael B. Jordan was one of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you had Kanye West was up there. Mm-hmm. Michael Myers. Then you had Kelly Rowland from Destiny Child. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, boy.
What?
He was down with Kelly like that.
Well, they say he was down with Beyonce. That's what they say.
That's what they say.
But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like I said, it's all rumors.
And allegedly.
Yeah.
They're saying that JC is Kelly Rowland's baby daddy or something like that. So, I mean, you can't believe this stuff, man.
I don't believe none of that.
No, if I don't get actual facts, no.
I don't
believe. Right. Mm-hmm. You blackball me and just make me want to believe.
No, and throw me on the phone. Yeah. You ain't going to tell me anything.
No, we don't sign up like that. We don't.
So you ain't going to pee on us to tell us it's raining. We know better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I didn't know, Michael B. Jordan, he said that he did go to some of the parties, but after how he said he never attended those.
And why you had to specify that then? You never attended, but you did go to the parties. Come on, man. You ain't got to do that, man.
Exactly.
We see how your career just sprouted up real big.
Roof. But he's doing the thing, he's a great actor.
You made the sacrifice, you lived the life. And that's what I always say.
That's for you. That's true.
If you make the sacrifice, you live the life. That's something that you pay for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's it. That's what happens. And you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, you sure is.
Oh, man, I was super excited for what happened early part of the week. You know, they had the mega gala, the warts, you know, where everybody dressed up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they Yeah, it's the mega gallery.
Don't worry about this. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just keep.
I ain't doing that big guy. Ain't gonna tell him what you.
Put it away.
Ain't gonna what you trying to say. So go ahead.
It was crazy because they clowned Gail King, man. That was terrible.
They did
my boo boo pen.
I know that is your big pen. That's your big pen. But they clowned him. What they
say? Say that outfit was just that. What she's supposed to have been wearing.
You made it.
No, I didn't.
You didn't make that one.
No. God didn't do that. I would put her on a bus like that.
Well, last time you made it when she was a little refrigerator. So, yeah,
but she was doing good.
And she looked. Yeah,
but why you try? Why you make it to be a little refrigerator? I don't quite get it. A little mini fridge.
I think because you got to step to my level. Yeah.
Instead of that.
Yeah. I knew you would.
Go on.
Oh man, super megastar. I mean, icon, headline news. You know, King, Gamers King. You know, she went out there and supported, gave it the cause. And a lot of feedback was saying that the dress was just not this color for her, and the pocketbook was not nice enough for her. It was box cut. It was just, I was like, oh man, they just come up with anything.
Yeah, you know,
all the designers and everybody else just said she looked perfectly fine today.
Well, you know what? I agree. But we got to go to a commercial,
and we'll be right back at these messages.
Yes. Good day, good day. It's Decap Calloway. And what do you have to say?
Hey, say it like you mean it.
There you go. You know, we was talking about Gail King getting assaulted by her dress performance. And I just couldn't believe that, you know, somebody would do something like that. But, you know, like you were saying, somebody's always going to talk about you. And somebody's not going to like what you're wearing or what you're saying or you know.
You can have your best church outfit, man. It's sitting with me.
Exactly. You know,
whatever. So, I mean, let him talk.
You know, he had a holding suit.
He got a holding suit, bro.
But, you know, that's what people do, though. You know, because, I mean, you're going to have haters, man. And
you got to know how to. That to them, as well as, you know what I'm saying, the people that love you.
Yeah, exactly. Because, and that is true.
If you don't, if you're trying to live for somebody else, you can have a miserable life. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, because you can't please everybody.
No, and I don't even try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they said that the outfit was really loud, and that she should never wear it again. Wow. And they wanted to know where was Oprah to save her.
Yo. I told him to go ahead. She just wouldn't leave.
That's messed up, man. Nah, holding that woman hostage like that.
No, I wasn't.
Her friend is not there.
But she wanted to stay. I told her go ahead, but she wanted to stay. Come on, she wanted to
spend some time. She loved the time we spent together. You know?
Make no sense.
I tell you, better be careful how you say that, girl. Charlene running around here too.
Oh, boy. She don't want to be a part of that.
I'm telling you. Nobody want no part of Charlene.
Question of the day. Do people inspire other people for wisdom and knowledge?
I don't know if they inspire them, but I know they look to them for it.
Right.
You know, because you have people, man, they'll ask your opinion on something because they want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
How you feel about it. And they actually value that. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll value whatever you say because, you know, they take you serious and, you know, and they know that you pretty much know the way,
right?
You
know?
So
right.
Definitely. So yeah, I mean, it's people that you talk to, man. They could just—they don't have to give you a direct answer,
mm-hmm.
but they can give you like
an opinion of how they feel.
Right.
And you could take it and run with it, man. Mm-hmm. So, and to me, people like that are important, man.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to see them make a fool of themselves. You want to see them come up. So, and when you got people in your life like that, man, they ain't no yes man. Right. They ain't no yes man. Right. So right. When they tell you something, man, you know, you can run with it because they're not gaining anything from it.
Mm-mm.
But they just like to see you come up.
Exactly.
So
and that's a good thing.
Yeah, if you got people in your circle like that, keep them.
You got to keep them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, I mean, you always have those homeboys. So like, if you making music, we making music. And Decal, you know, I'm a rapper, but I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But tell me, don't just psych me up to go out there and make a fool of myself.
Right.
You know, so, and you need people like that, man, because those yes people, man, they get you in trouble, man. You find yourself out there, man, doing your thing and think you're doing your thing.
I'm going to say it, man. You think that you're doing your thing.
Yeah, you're really making a fool of yourself.
Yeah.
Won't nobody tell you.
No.
So, and then you get laughed out of the building, then you be like, man, someone should tell me.
Yeah.
You can't be my friend if you want to see me humiliate myself or, you know, something like that. So I just say, man, you know, if you got a friend that'll tell you the truth, which is little children, you know, say they'll tell you the truth. So
exactly.
You ask one of them, they're going to tell you so.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't sing.
There you go. If you feel like you can, keep going. And then you'll get whatever's coming to you.
I don't know who told you that, but you can't say.
I wish you would stop.
You need to stop. Because you're a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't funny neither.
That's exactly. So
you're funny looking, but you ain't funny.
You're funny looking. Well, you better get out of here. You better get out. Go. Who you want with?
Kids don't, I mean, they don't lie there.
I know they don't. They don't have no problem with telling you. And they tell each other that.
Exactly.
You know, that's why I look great school, man.
Sheesh.
Boy, you hear so much of the truth then. You won't know how, you know what I'm saying, what happened, man. Yeah. Real, man. So, yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You were there yesterday.
And they know that.
You wearing a gi.
You stink.
Like that. And then he got a crew right in the back of him.
Yeah,
Butter crew.
That's it. That's it.
How you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be in my favorite rusting. What?
What kids will tell you.
Exactly.
If you ever want to know the truth, ask the child. They'll tell you.
You don't want anybody else to use. You can go be
a child. You make you feel good, man. You make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Speaking of making fools, Mr. Kevin Durant. The truth about KD and his girlfriend.
Mrs. Cornflakes. He's the daughter of Cornflakes.
Kevin Durant explains why he doesn't trust dating women. He'd rather just be alone, you know, off dates, off the court and on the court.
Mm.
You know, he has ran into plenty of problems, you know. A lot of women said that, you know, he's not the cutest guy in the world, but
he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
That usually makes you
wonder, is it cute for real? Because they got all that money.
Like,
that's
it.
But, you know, money
has a way. Money's cute.
Money has a way.
The money is cute. It
sure is. So, look, let me ask you. Would you rather be ugly with a lot of money or cute and broke?
I'd rather be ugly with a lot of money.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you cute and broke, you ain't gonna make it. Nigga be like, oh, man, you cute, but you broke. Girl, he got to go.
And that's what they say, too.
And he in the way.
Yeah, he's in the way. He's definitely.
You ugly got some. Oh, girl, I work for that. Even I know, you know.
Yeah, he got decal on with
big lips and everything.
Yeah.
And them big ears.
But I really hope now that your baby making days are over. Because if you mess that child up,
goodness. Oh, we going to court.
Yeah. Don't mess with baby though.
Man, definitely don't do that.
Now he got a platinum face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta buy him a platinum face, man.
So yeah, fix like that up.
Oh boy, nah. No, no. No, thank you.
Kevin Durant says that even though women are, you know, have their fine ways, but money is always the key issue, don't they? What they're looking for.
A lot of times.
And you
drop down. I mean, if you think about it, man, you could be. If you got money, everybody wants to be around you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I feel like this, man. You know, I'd rather have somebody around me just being sincere than around, you know, somebody being around me just
for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you get a lot of that, and then see you broke to run around. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Yeah.
We just broke chair.
Yeah.
And one thing about it, right? Women can smell money.
Oh, yeah.
They know
yeah.
They can smell it.
Yeah.
They can smell
it. They look at you from head to toe. Okay, he broke.
Yeah, look at the shoes. Man, twisted all over.
Shoes
twisted it off.
At me.
He turned around and walked away by himself.
You know he. You know he can't get this.
Yeah. No, ain't unhappy.
Go ahead, turn around now.
Tell him anything.
Stop playing there. I got just
tell
him business.
Tell him anything. Tell him you going. I'm going to jail next week, so yeah. I ain't gonna be the date you want.
Know, get locked up next week, right? So I won't be able to see you. This is the last time I'm able to see you.
But I'm just saying, I just make some happen. No,
I'm done. It's okay.
No,
I ain't talking about nothing. What a winner!
Right? Yeah. And I guess even with like you know the unattractive women.
Yeah.
You know you got to be careful of that too. Now,
yeah, you got us.
I had that red snapple. You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy.
And you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Put it right on you.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, honey. Come on. Come on.
Don't even worry about it.
Nah. Don't even worry about it.
It's over.
Like, man, I only get to see her at night. I can't walk around. But you know, sometimes you fall in love, man. You don't care.
That's true.
Like, man. So
that's true.
Man. Yeah.
Kevin DeRett also.
Shout out to DJ Jackie.
DJ Jackie, what's going on, girl? How you doing?
And Mr. Willard Bacon, man. Thank you for watching, man.
Bacon. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bacon. That's Big Bacon.
Big, okay. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No pre-cut.
No,
he's legit.
Well legit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant, you know, he's 6'11". You know, he finally combs his hair. Last year, he didn't comb or brush and did anything. Was spotted with Kiki balls.
We better get him one of the red hot hats.
You get all this money, and you tell me you don't call him a brush your hair. He was having difficulty with his bald spot, so he was getting difficult.
It ain't gonna grow. It's gonna be
cold. I'm gonna say it's not gonna come back.
Let it go. That's a little TKO. You gotta let it go, bro. But I mean,
but why some guys like that, AB? I mean, you know,
did upside down fade? I don't know.
Yeah.
They got
the sunroof and they're trying to save all
yeah,
the hair.
Yeah. Walk around like George Jefferson.
You got nothing to save. Let it go.
Yeah. I mean, if you
ball like, ball. Man, come on, man. You know you got a sunroof. Just cut it all off, man.
Man, I'm so glad the creator ain't cut my hair.
Hey,
if your creator cut your hair, you'll get one of them upside down fades.
Damn right.
You finished.
Yeah, you done.
You gotta wear a hat everywhere.
Everywhere. That's terrible.
No, thank you.
Kevin Durant also stated that women loves to have attention from other men, not just only you. If they tend to call you baby, dear, honey, sweetie, or my boo-boo for foo-foo, do you know what it's about?
They don't know your name because they got so many coming in.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've done that before in life, but you know, when I was in my younger days,
yeah,
I ain't know none of the girls' name, man. Hey, babe,
yeah, that's it,
you know,
temperamental mood,
you know what I'm saying?
No, I mean.
That's what it is, hey, honey. But that's what it is, though. Yeah. I mean, that's because
you're true.
I mean, you're a little busy,
yeah,
and I was a little busy back then. Yeah, if I knew your name, count it because I didn't know a lot of names, you know,
exactly, especially coming up, growing up, and everything.
Yeah,
they was coming your area.
Coming right at you.
Yeah,
you had to worry about it.
You're right.
Now you better be careful who's coming at you.
You're right.
It's tough money out here.
But you better be who you say you are. That's all I know.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, don't.
Don't
come up to me and I think you're automatic, but you're a stick shift.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. So
yeah, no.
We're not doing that. All right. So if you're automatic, cool. But if you're a stick shift, keep it moving.
Yeah,
go. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I can't do no.
Speaking of can't not do that with you, Donald Trump complains about Jalen Hurts not showing up at the White House. Mm-hmm. The rest of the team, the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, visited.
Oh, you said Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
I didn't know what you said.
Yeah. He didn't show up.
I thought you said Jalen somebody.
No.
But Jalen Hurts didn't show up. I mean,
no. Like, he just got married, had a kid, man, for God's sakes, man. Come on,
at
man.
The same time. That's his choice.
I mean, yeah, that's his choice. That's what he wanna do. That's what he wanna do. But people were upset.
DT, don't be upset. Come on, man. Please don't be upset.
Oh man.
You know, it's places that you know people wanted you. You don't show up, so hey. You know how I go.
Yeah,
being a celebrity, that's the way it is. You know?
Yeah, that happens. Definitely. Mm-hmm. That happens. Mm-hmm. So anyway, everybody got along. You know, they just went out there and had fun and just took pictures. So
mm-hmm. You know, through the ground, through the White House and the visiting and everything else.
Jenny, that's what it's all about.
You know, yeah.
You know,
sportsmanship, mm-hmm. showing it,
mm-hmm. you know, appreciation, yeah. everything.
Well, I mean, he's the president, give the man a shot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's cool.
But it can be like, you know, something that you might want to hold on to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Even taking a picture, like, you know, shouts out to T-Pops, Lutzer Hurst.
Lutzer Hurst, Bob Pops.
He got a picture of him on the wall.
Right.
With the president. Cool. Was Clinton. President Clinton.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he's holding, you know what I'm saying? Okay. They shaking hands and stuff. So,
okay, that's good.
So, like, that's good. I mean, yeah. You're not going to find that in everybody else.
Right.
You know, you're shaking the president's hand.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Him, yeah, that's big, man. Thought about that. Yeah.
That is really big.
But why did you, when you went to go visit Trump, why are you running all through the White House and stuff, man, to put you out?
Because I'm trying to find my money. Come in, Trump shooting dice for you know.
Yeah, you that's supposed to be doing that in the White House. Why every time you go somewhere, you always start to do something else that you're not supposed to be doing? And I try to explain this to you all the time, baby. And it's
you have to understand this.
You can't hide to everybody, man.
When I went in that door, and he was like, you know what I'm saying? He hit me with a run joint. Whose house? Say what?
Run's house.
No, he didn't say Run's house.
What did he say?
Trump's house.
Oh boy.
So he wanted to shoot dice, so we started shooting dice.
Okay.
I would beat him out of money. And so he called you know, the little people that be around him.
Secret Service.
And they dragged me out, but he kept my money down there. Mm-hmm. So that's why you see me running through there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I get it back. Okay. I got you, DT. Like, you got me. I get you. You're cheating rascal, I tell you, man. It's okay.
It's okay. Speaking of cheating rascals, Bill Belichick, you remember him?
Just a former
the coach of
New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. He stayed in at 24-year-old.
Okay. But that's what your money say, right?
Hey.
That's what your money say. Yeah. I mean, in reality, I don't know. Man, I guess that's good living. When you got the money, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, and he enjoying life. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Mm, but, you know.
That's nothing we can talk about. I mean, if I was a 24-year-old, I mean, what we can talk about, rap music and Megan Thee Stallion.
That's it.
I don't know. What would we talk about, Dico?
That's it.
That's
basketball. That's it.
So, yeah. I know she's there for a purpose, but I just couldn't. Because I want somebody I can at least
have a conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
We have nothing in common, to be honest with you. But hey, but she got the thighs and I got the eyes. So hey, I'm looking.
Right time to shine.
Hey, there it is. There it is right there, baby.
We talking about a 49-year gap, man. Man, it's old.
Let me tell you something, man. Don't you know that the average old mouse like cheese
like,
too,
like that young cheese, huh?
Yeah, too. So, hey,
oh my god, said now, look, his friends and family are concerned, said that now he's going to be distressed because only thing she's gaining from him is just his money.
Now, you don't know that.
You know, he already.
Come on, man. I hope you don't think that young woman wants you for real.
No, I mean, it ain't like that. Now he took some of his money and invested it with her to do in real estate. That's cool.
Oh, man, she won.
She winning there.
Yeah, she winning. She winning.
So, yeah, she goes.
You know what she got?
Thank you. There's a come up.
Yeah, that is a come up.
That's a come up for her. 24-year-old.
What?
She ain't bringing nothing to the table. Had no brand, no nothing. The only thing you do is bringing you and this man putting you on. Come on, man.
But why does it look that different from when he's doing it than when Shannon is doing it? What's the difference?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Shannon just stupid.
Both of them tricking. Both of them tricking. What? What's the difference? Please tell me.
You got that right, though.
Yeah, but I mean, but he do it. It's a
big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And but the other one doing, and as long as he made investments, then it's cool.
Man, that's crazy. It's really crazy. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Like my homie say, man, the homeboy, finesse two times. It's cool when you do it. It's a problem when I do it.
Man, that's the real thing I've heard, man,
in a long time.
Exactly. But
yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of crazy things that you heard, Smokey Robinson.
I heard about.
Come on, man. AB, what is going on, man?
Oh, no, man. Smokey, man.
That's your boy, light skin, curly hair guy.
No, light skin, not here.
You're right, man. You're right. No. Light skin, green eyes, and have that as a sheath, but no, sir.
No, sir.
Same hairstyle.
Yeah.
Same dress code for years. It changed nothing about himself.
Nothing. But he got up with that young girl, say, "Baby, let's cruise."
Yeah, exactly, right.
He's cruising.
Yeah, he was trying to cruise away with him.
How you got that, Smokey?
Oh man, this is crazy, man. Former housekeeper says that the motel legend sexually assaulted her.
Who?
The housekeeper that he had.
Who? What housekeeper?
Smokey Robinson.
For real?
Yeah.
So he was trying.
Sitting on the housekeeper. Meanwhile, now the other woman came forward against him, allegedly said that Smokey had invited them to the house, and
like you said, they was trying to cruise.
Smokey caught a black tire.
He caught a black tire.
They can't ride no more. All right, Smokey.
Oh man.
This Smokey is terrible, man.
Yeah, well, you know, you tried his hand, man.
But you know what? I got a question for you, man.
Uh-huh. What good is money now?
Everything.
No, it's really no good because it gets you in more trouble.
It gets you. Oh, yeah, you
with women. With these women, man. And I mean, who? And they're extorting everybody that they can. And I'm going to call it extortion, man, because your intention is to rob these older guys.
Exactly.
And younger. It don't matter.
So you tricking from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? You extorting
these guys out of their money.
That ain't cool, man. Yeah. I mean, it should be a law against that. If you come with nothing, you leave with nothing.
Yeah.
You know? But y'all coming with nothing and getting a whole lot. You know? And then it don't work in your favor. Oh, he raped me.
Yeah.
You know, the law has to be changed, man, because they know these guys are targets, man. Mm-hmm. If you got all this money in your account, here come a woman, man,
coming to get you.
I guess men coming nowadays, to too, huh? They find a way, man.
Yeah, either way, they're gonna find something,
yeah. And if they can't have their way, then rape,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna holler that R word, man. And I don't think that's fair, man. I really don't.
That's crazy.
And I work for everything that I get. And you come in and take half, you ain't picked up a microphone or nothing.
Nothing.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Come on, now. Come on. Y'all judges should know better than that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just because of a black gown, that don't mean the dress. You ain't a woman. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We got to do something about that, though, honestly, man.
Because that is.
These rich guys are being targeted, man. Mm-hmm. You know? And I feel for them, man, because they put babies on us and, you know, they just do whatever, you know?
They do whatever to us. And in society eyes, because she shed a tear, it's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah, nah, that ain't right.
That's not
robbing people.
Yeah, that's really not right. Mm-mm. You know. Mm-mm. Yes, food for thought. This is a lesson or a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
You think this is a lesson or a learning experience?
You ain't said it yet.
I said, do you think that this is a lesson or a learning experience for what people are going through?
It's both.
Yeah.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's both.
I feel the same way.
It's a lesson because, you know, when you go through it, man, you gotta tell yourself, you know, even ask yourself, why did I do that?
You know, what am I getting out of this? I'm in trouble, and now I gotta pay all this money.
Pay that money back.
Yeah, just pay this money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, that's a lesson, man. It's a lesson to let other people know, or the other guys, man, that be careful of, you know, who you choose as your mate or whatever.
Right.
If you don't know the people, man, just leave it alone. You know, and I feel like you say experience, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's experience because when you do something in life and things, like, they show you different things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, you know, if you mess with this young girl, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What it's going to bring? It's going to bring heartache, pain.
Exactly.
Because
you can look for that.
They know so many ways, man, of getting money from you.
Exactly.
So
That's definitely
saying what they want to say, doing what they want to do, doing what you want them to do.
Hello. And doing things that you wouldn't think
they could do. Exactly.
Yeah. I didn't know you could do that.
How much you want? How much you want? Let me get my wallet.
Well, that's what it is, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So
that's a shame, though.
But, yeah, you know, it is. It but is. You
know, that they bygones be bygones, and I always let your people know.
Yeah, but you know, we need to know. Mm-hmm. You got hood news?
Yeah, definitely. Hood news. We got it going on Ohio. AB and DeKalb.
Ohio.
What's going on, Ohio? Bro, I'm so proud of you guys, man. Thank you. Congratulations on all your achievements, good wishes, and expressions for me, and give all praise to God for you guys. My name is David. Him and his wife, Dave said, yeah, him and his wife are going through some things right now, mm-hmm. and they are working out their situation. We've been watching you guys since season one and season two.
Now, all right, thanks for the love. Three,
like that. You guys are mm-hmm. hilarious and funny. I was wanting to know, is AB really your brother or your cousin? No. He's not
whatever this is.
You don't see me looking like this clown. He's a beast. He's an animal.
And this guy
can't be trusted.
This guy ugly. He's ugly. He's ugly. So how can you? That's an insult, David. Don't say that, David. You know, when you pass the word
ugly, you ugly. So I mean, no, David, don't do that again. Don't ever feel like that we're related.
Dave, no, we're not related. Really.
No.
Thanks for asking though.
Yeah,
Dave say bad. I
Dave
tell you,
sold his, yeah, and DeKalb sold his mustache and beard. You know, he is in the pawn shop right now. What? What's wrong?
I'm starting anyway. Dave,
call Uncle Leroy.
Shout out to Uncle Leroy.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Leroy, man, and Miss Alice.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. See, keep it, you almost forgot about you.
Happy Mother's Day, Miss Alice.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Miss Alice Aniston.
And then we definitely got to give a special shout out to Mrs. What's my baby name? Her name is going to be Miss Sharon.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to you, Miss Sharon. I just had to say that to you. You know, you mean so much to me and you and Miss Alice. So. Definitely. The love is real. So happy Mother's Day to y'all.
Girl, thank you.
See, like you have a cool 45 in my hand when I'm saying it.
Oh, man. Dave said he's now enjoying his life. You know, as things have gotten hectic. Okay. I lost my son, he said, to a shooting by two cops. Right here in Columbus, you might have seen it on the news or heard about it. He died at 18 years old. Who in the world wants to bury their son at that young age?
Nobody wants to do that, man. But go ahead.
I'm sorry.
We got to wrap it up.
Okay.
But nobody wants to bury their son, man.
Son was a great student, A student, played basketball, baseball, all sports, participated. Went out one day playing basketball, and his friends had did a robbery at a convenience store nearby. They robbed and everything else. Running up today, my son, while he was playing basketball. His friend, Laylee, asked him, said, man, let me wear your shirt, man, which was a LeBron James signature jersey.
Okay.
And he let him wear it. You know, I guess that's, you know, this is boy. So he said, go ahead.
Yeah.
All
right, so he puts his shirts on. Due to the circumstances, the police officer asked everybody to move. Everybody ran besides his friend Skip
and himself.
Mm-hmm.
Turns around. Skip didn't say anything about
doing a robbery or nothing like that.
The cop went off.
But he used his shirt.
Yep.
Oh, man. That's sad, man.
That's really sad. I'm really sad to hear that thing, Dave.
You know?
You start telling the parent, please be careful with your young youth and your kids now and who they're hanging with.
Be responsible. You know what I'm saying? Because people make bad decisions.
Here
you
go.
And you got carried in that. You had nothing to do with it.
Skip, his friend could have said, yo, man, I did a robber.
But not, you think they're going to say that? No.
Nah, I ain't going to say that, man.
He was setting them up. You never know who hates you, man.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. You think that was a setup?
Yeah, it was a setup. because you hate him on the low. You know what I'm saying? People, they get mad and upset with you and jealous, man, because it could be something about you. It could be, you know what I'm saying, that swag that you got. It could be how you look. It could be anything, man. If somebody hates you on the low, you won't even know it, man. So you have to be careful, man.
Really careful.
Be careful. Be careful. What you got?
Yeah, give him the tease.
You got it. You know, it seemed that people say that you can't. But if you give us a T, that means you can.
You can, yes.
And people will say that you won't, but give us a T, that means you won. So that means you can win.
Exactly.
So in life, and always believe in yourself and everything that you do, you know what I'm saying? And put the creator first, man, because that's what it's all about.
Until next week, here at Reality Podcast Show, keep showing improvement and striving for perfection. But always look, learn, and listen. And matter of fact, we love you too.
That's right. We do.
From the bottom of my heart.
Y'all keep striving for perfection.
Yeah. Definitely. Round the Podcast Show is copyrighted 2025.
That's right.
Through us.
All right. We're out of here. Thank you, everybody. Peace.
Peace.
That is.